As coach, you've had some experience, a couple of them, against the Dick LeBeau defense. How similar is this one to the ones you saw in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, from a scheme standpoint, there's a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, fronts, pressures, coverages, et cetera. You know, so there's some you can draw from that. I think we're probably a little bit different offensively, you know, in terms of what we do than the times I've gone against them in the past. So, you know, expect to see probably a few different things than what we have before. But for the most part, they're disciplined, well-coached, and they play with great effort.
Do the extra days of preparation allow you to help better, I guess, prepare for a defense like that, considering all the things that he puts in?
I think the biggest thing, you know, when you get the extra days is just a chance for your body, you know, to get a little bit of extra rest. During the season, I mean, anytime you can steal, you know, a little bit of time off, a little bit of rest for your body, it's big. It's amazing, you know, how good you can feel. And so I think guys are fresh, had a chance to kind of recharge the batteries and get back to work.
Coach says he's seeing that they're showing that ability to affect the quarterback. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, you know, I think their pass defense has been really solid. I think statistically, you know, they've done a great job. And, you know, part of the reason that their pass defense has been so good is because I think they're very good in the front seven and in terms of their rush schemes. And, you know, their third down defense is very solid. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. But it's going to come down to us. I mean, how we execute, how we take care of the ball, you know, and how many plays we can make. We feel like that's the kind of recipe for success for us.
Do you think that you guys will focus more on the run game this weekend with them having the number one pass defense?
You know, I think we're fairly balanced every time we go out there. And we feel like, you know, regardless of who we're going against, we want to kind of do what we want to do. And so hopefully we'll get that run game going. I think, you know, it's always beneficial for us when we do. But I have complete confidence, you know, in our guys. If we need to throw it, we'll be okay.
What was your view on the turnovers? Completely uncharacteristic, or, you know, one of those things where you just have to do a whole lot better?
We've got to be better. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that's one of the things probably the last 2 weeks. We have not done a good job of that. And so, you know, Coach Quinn talks about it all the time. You know, our recipe for success is, you know, protecting that ball and taking it away on defense. And I just don't think we've done a good enough job offensively.
I think in all of your road starts, you guys have gotten off to slow starts. Is there anything that you can pinpoint, put your finger on, that you can do a little bit differently this time?
You know, I'm not sure from a planning standpoint or anything like that. I think, you know, it comes down to making a few plays, you know, and converting third downs, kind of, you know, starting fast. You know, obviously you can play great on first and second down, but, you know, in the course of a drive, in order to keep it going, you're going to have to convert some third downs, and that's probably the area we need to be better.
Matt, during the bye week, did you get a chance to evaluate your performance in the first six games, whatever it was, and look at where he said, you know, you can start to elevate your play going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't have the full week off, but with a couple days, you know, you have a chance to kind of, you know, take a look at what we need to improve on and where we need to be better. I think probably the number one thing when you look at the last 2 weeks, it comes down to taking care of the ball. And so we've moved it pretty well. But when you have opportunities kind of inside that, you know, 25-yard line, inside the red area, and you don't come away with points, I mean, that's you're not going to get it done when you do that. And so we've got to be better there.
How much is having, you know, the tight ends be a real threat in the passing game? Does that also help the run?
In the state of Georgia, again, you know, I played at Georgia Tech, and I got a lot of texts and calls from my friends. I had like 100-some texts after I signed. And it was just, I felt the love, you know, from my family. And I just want to prove to the Falcons that, you know, that they made the right decision and by giving me an opportunity to play here.
What do you feel like you bring to this group, especially with the linebacker unit that right now is hurting a little bit?
I mean, I can bring whatever they need me to. It's not like this team is this is a great team right now, and whatever they need, I think I can help them with that. Not like they need a lot or anything. I'm just happy that they gave me the opportunity to try to help.
Coach talked about using you more on the inside right now. Do you feel like your versatility is one of the things that you bring as far as strengths? I mean, the fact that you can play inside and you've shown what you can do outside over the course of your career.
Yeah, like I said, man, I think this is a great team already, and whatever they ask me to do, I feel like I can help them out with whatever it is. You know, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Philip, where were you? Were you in town?
How are we doing, guys?
Pretty good.
All right. It's a great day to get working today. The real theme for today is our competition. I love this day because we get to go against one another so often as part of this practice goes. The offense going against the defense, just working our skills to see how good we can get today. So that's the real focus as we got right back into the preparation it takes for the week. But so much of this day is spent going against one another, trying to sharpen our skills. And that's one of the best parts of Wednesdays as we go through the week.
Coach, y'all studied the last game. Did y'all find out what happened with the tight end? And how do you all assess Tennessee's tight ends, Delaney Walker and Anthony Fasano?
Sure. First part of the question, did we assess it? For sure we did. And there was a number of different things that we can sure do better to ensure that doesn't happen. It was some man-to-man, some zones that we didn't play as well as we'd like. And then moving ahead, terrific respect for Delaney Walker. I think number one is the speed that he has. And so he's a real factor. And then Fasano, we know just for years, you know, the balance between the run game, the pass game. He's also been terrific on the keepers as we're going through. So, yeah, it's been a big point of emphasis for us. And so can't wait to get back out and play our technique like we think we're capable of.
How does it change your preparation not being sure who the quarterback is going to be?
Yeah, when we go through those, and each week is, you know, different. We're planning on one, and then until we feel differently, we'll go. I think in this case, you know, they have a real, you know, distinctive style about how they play, depending on, you know, independent of which quarterback plays. So that part, we're preparing for the offense. And then as there's some certain things they may do with the quarterback who has the mobility of Marcus compared to not with Zach, that's when the game plan will tweak some. But as far as the run game, as far as the routes go, that part's pretty consistent.
Dan, you've always talked about having a championship mentality before each game. Coming off of a loss, are you curious to see how this team will rebound and kind of try to get that focus back?
Yeah, because I think one of the things that we want to get right back to is like playing our championship style, and that starts with the preparation first. So, you know, when the wins and loss happens, both of them, we deal with it. We let that pass, and then we get right back to see how good we can get. And as far as, you know, the practice started on Monday this week and the preparation, that part's been good. And then as we're going through the week, we challenge the guys, like, how good can you get just today? Working on your skills to see where it's at. So for the first part of it,